Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Invincible Brain. The clinically proven plan to age-proof your brain and stay sharp for life is a health and neuroscience book by neurologist and neuroscientist Majid Fotouai. It addresses one of the central fears of aging, the loss of memory, focus, and cognitive independence. Rather than treating brain decline as an unavoidable biological fate, Fotouai presents the brain as a dynamic organ shaped by daily behavior, medical risk factors, and environmental conditions. The book combines accessible neuroscience with a structured 12-week brain fitness plan aimed at improving memory, mental sharpness, and resilience. Its core purpose is practical, as well as educational, to explain why the brain can change throughout life, and to show readers how exercise, diet, sleep, stress management, and cognitive training may support that change. The book is positioned for adults concerned about aging, people experiencing early cognitive symptoms, caregivers, and clinicians interested in preventive brain health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, brain aging is presented as modifiable rather than predetermined. A central argument of The Invincible Brain is that cognitive aging should not be understood only as a one-way biological decline. Fotouai emphasizes neuroplasticity, the capacity of the brain to reorganize, strengthen circuits, and adapt to new demands. This idea is especially important because many people interpret forgetfulness or slower thinking as evidence that decline is inevitable. The book reframes that assumption by focusing on the hippocampus, a brain region closely associated with learning and memory, and often discussed in relation to aging and dementia risk. Fotouai presents the hippocampus as particularly responsive to lifestyle factors, including physical activity, sleep quality, and mental challenge. The practical implication is that intelligence and memory are not fixed traits determined solely by genes. Genetics matter, but the book gives significant weight to modifiable influences such as education, habits, social engagement, vascular health, and stress exposure. This theme distinguishes the book from purely diagnostic accounts of dementia by moving attention from prediction to intervention. It does not deny disease biology, but it argues that brain health exists on a spectrum and can often be strengthened before severe impairment develops. Secondly, the five-pillar plan organizes brain health into daily behaviors. The book structures its practical program around five major pillars: exercise, diet, sleep, stress reduction, and brain training. This framework is useful because it converts a complex subject into categories readers can act on without needing specialized medical knowledge. Exercise receives particular emphasis because it supports blood flow, metabolic health, inflammation control, and hippocampal function. Diet is treated as a structural brain health issue rather than merely a weight management issue, with attention to Mediterranean-style eating patterns and avoidance of highly processed foods and unhealthy fats. Sleep is presented as essential for repair, memory consolidation, and protection against preventable cognitive strain, especially where sleep disorders are present. Stress reduction matters because chronic stress affects attention, mood, and memory systems. Brain training rounds out the framework by targeting attention, processing speed, executive function, and the habit of mental challenge. The strength of this five-pillar model is its integration. Fotouai does not isolate memory from the body, he treats cognition as the result of interacting systems. The plan, therefore, encourages readers to improve the conditions under which the brain operates, not simply to practice memory tricks. Thirdly, personalization addresses the mixed causes of cognitive symptoms. A distinctive feature of Fotouai's approach is the idea that cognitive decline often reflects multiple overlapping contributors rather than a single cause. The book discusses problems such as inflammation, vascular risk, metabolic dysfunction, poor sleep, stress, inactivity, and insufficient cognitive stimulation as interacting pressures on the brain. This matters because two people with similar memory complaints may need different interventions. One person may benefit most from treating sleep apnea and increasing exercise, while another may need better stress regulation, dietary changes, or improved control of cardiovascular risk factors. The 12-week program is therefore presented not as a generic wellness checklist, but as a targeted plan that should respond to individual vulnerabilities. This approach aligns with the broader movement in preventive medicine toward risk factor modification before advanced disease appears. It also helps explain why the book discusses several conditions, including mild cognitive impairment, early Alzheimer-related decline, ADHD, and concussion symptoms, without treating them as identical. The shared principle is that brain performance can be affected by many reversible or partially reversible burdens. The book's value lies in encouraging readers to look for correctable factors rather than assuming that every memory problem has the same origin. Fourthly, clinical evidence gives the program credibility while requiring careful expectations. the Invincible Brain relies heavily on Fotui's clinical background and research experience to support its claims. The book and publisher materials describe a 12-week brain fitness program with reported improvements in memory, focus, processing speed, and other cognitive measures for many participants. MRI findings related to hippocampal volume are also cited as evidence that lifestyle interventions may produce measurable biological change, not merely subjective improvement. This evidence-based positioning is one reason the book stands apart from more speculative brain optimization titles. At the same time, the claims require careful interpretation. Improvements in early cognitive symptoms or risk markers should not be confused with a cure for advanced neurodegenerative disease. The book's strongest case is for prevention, early intervention, and supportive brain resilience, especially when modifiable contributors are identified. Readers should also understand that a structured program demands consistency and may require medical evaluation for conditions such as sleep apnea, hypertension, diabetes, depression, or medication effects. The book is most persuasive when read as a clinically informed lifestyle and risk reduction guide, not as a replacement for diagnosis or medical care. Lastly, the 12-week structure turns neuroscience into measurable practice. The book's 12-week structure is important because it gives readers a defined period for translating knowledge into behavior. Brain health advice can easily become vague, especially when it consists only of general recommendations to eat well, exercise, sleep more, and reduce stress. Fotui's program attempts to make these areas concrete by treating them as coordinated interventions that can be tracked and adjusted. The short time frame also serves a psychological function. It gives readers a manageable experiment rather than an indefinite life overhaul. Within that structure, the book emphasizes consistency, feedback, and the cumulative effect of small changes across multiple domains. It also links cognitive resilience to purpose and mindset, suggesting that brain health is supported not only by biological inputs, but also by engagement, meaning, and willingness to keep learning. This does not mean that attitude alone protects the brain. Rather, mindset matters because it influences whether people sustain the behaviors that protect sleep, movement, diet, attention, and social participation. The 12-week format, therefore, functions as a bridge between neuroscience and habit formation, helping readers test whether targeted changes produce clearer thinking and better daily functioning. In conclusion, The Invincible Brain is best suited for readers who want a practical, science-oriented guide to maintaining memory and mental sharpness, especially in midlife and later life. It will also interest people with early cognitive concerns, families trying to understand modifiable risk factors, and health professionals who want an accessible overview of lifestyle-based brain resilience. Its practical benefit is that it organizes brain health into concrete domains that can be acted on: movement, nutrition, sleep, stress control, and cognitive engagement. Its intellectual benefit is the reframing of cognitive decline as a process influenced by interacting biological and behavioral systems, not only by age or inherited risk. Compared with many books in the brain health category, it stands out for combining optimism with a clinical program and for emphasizing measurable change over vague self-improvement. It is not merely a memory technique book, a diet book, or a general longevity manual. Its differentiating feature is the integrated 12-week model built around personalization and early intervention. Readers should approach it with realistic expectations, particularly regarding advanced dementia, but its strength lies in showing how many contributors to cognitive weakness can be identified, reduced, and managed before severe decline occurs. If you would like to support Majid Fotui, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.